Rav Heinemann, Rav Hagudat Yisrael, the contestants of me, I have to.
Today is a sad day. Chazal say, Kasha Misasam Shal Tzadikim Fe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'yayim Shemishtavur Bayaduchas. When Tzadikim leave this world, it is difficult for the Rebbeinu Shalom, like the day when the luchos were broken. My Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbanu Katva Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained that the Kedusha that there is in Klal Yisrael all stems from the Torah. Eretz Yisrael has a bigger Kedusha than the rest of the world. Yerushalayim has a bigger Kedusha than Eretz Yisrael. And the Har HaBayis has a still bigger Kedusha. And the Azara is also bigger than the Har HaBayis. And then there is the Ulam and the Hechel and the Dvir. The Dvir is the Kachi Kachim. And that is the Shvitz of Kedusha. And what was in this Kachi Kachim? The arm of the Luchas. And the Kedusha that there is in this Luchas gave the Ashba of Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, and from there to the world. So when Chazal say, Kasha Misasim Shal Tzadikim, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'yayim Shenishtavru Bayaluchas, that means in the same way that with the Shvius HaLuchas, this Makkah of Kedusha was broken, so also when Tzadikim go away, this mark of Kedusha, the Kedusha of Tzadikim, is also a blow for the whole world. The Nifta, Harav Toib, he had a difficult life. His original mishpacha, his rebbetzin, and his children were killed on Kiddush Hashem. He was nitzal. But in hindsight, I think it is possible to say that even though there was a gzeirah on the family that they should be killed by the goyim machshmam, the Gzeiron Rav Taub was not eradicated. Even though it was Nitzal, but the Gzeiron Rav Taub was only delayed. Because the safe devil was that he was killed by Goyim. Except that his family died al Kiddush Hashem. And he lived with Kiddush Hashem. He made a Kiddush Hashem. Even though that in the end he was killed. But it was a life of Kiddush Hashem. He was a happy person. You couldn't tell by looking at him, by speaking with him, that he had such a difficult life. That he had sorrows. Even after that time, he led his kehillah with ne'imus, with pleasantness, and in such a gentle manner. And he was an extreme advocate of shalom. But even though he was such a pleasant person, such a gentle person, such an ish shalom, there was no pshuras when it came to Yiddishkeit. He could be very strong on the one hand when it came to questions about Yiddishkeit, to compromise about Yiddishkeit. There was no such thing. And on the other hand, he was such a pleasant person when it came to everything else. It was no stira. He greeted every person, the Sefer Parim Yafis, with a smile. With a van kite, his house was open to people that had no place to stay. Hachnasas Orchim, all the time. He helped a lot of people that had no one to turn, that no one to turn to. He helped them. He was the moral of the town, and he was zeicha to bring thousands of children into the bris of Avraham Avinu. This wonderful kehillah that he brought up through his wonderful midas, but even though he was in Baltimore, nothing changed from the way he was makabel from his rabbeim and from his mishpacha. He saw this town from the time he came here, in the 60-odd years that he was here, he saw this town change from a relative handful of Elcha Balabatim to a town 10 times as large of Bnei Torah, Balabatim Bnei Torah, and Bnei Torah. And he had a hand in this. He had this base medrash where people would come and learn. He had this chizuk that he gave each person to be mechazik them in avodas Hashem and to help them steig in the Yiddishkeit. Everyone that was sebrachen, they knew they could come to him to lift this, to lift their spirits. In this time that we are misabel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash that started on Shavuos Tammuz, on the day of Shviras Haluchos, because the Shviras Haluchos happened because Kai Yisrael was not roi. Moshe Rabbeinu broke them because Kai Yisrael was not roi for them. With the istalkus of the great Nifta, Karab Toib. This is another Shuras Haluchas that we are undergoing. Kasha Misosam Shal Tzadikim, Shkuras Misosam Shal Tzadikim, Kustrefas Besal Akeno. So this is all part of the Churban. Because Rav Tao brought with him, he's one of the bridges that brought to this country the European flavor of Yiddishkeit, the European flavor of Hasidus. And now, I want to say no Rabbim, he's not here. The Baruch Hashem has taken him from us. Shviras Haluchos. We are Avelim, together with the pain of the Rebbetzin Zolzangazunt, of his sons and his daughters, the family, which is a churban, not just for them, it's not just a personal churban, it's a churban of the whole kehillah. And it is a churban of Baltimore. He takes with him to the Kisei HaKavod a multitude of Ma'asim Tovim which he has achieved during his lifetime, that he did for himself, that he helped others. Certainly he will be a Meir Shcherer for the Rebbetzin, for his children, for his family, for his kehillah, and for the whole of Klal Yisrael.